House Democrats worry Joe Biden's radical agenda is failing, we better have a plan B. By Wendell Hasebo on September 21, 2021. House Democrats are worried President Biden's radical agenda is failing in the legislative branch of government, causing cracks within the party that have begun to play out in the media over how to pass the proposed $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. If any member of Congress is not concerned that this could fall apart, they need treatment, Representative Emanuel Cleaver, DMO, told Politico in reference to the Democrats' inability to work together. Senator Mazie Hirono, DHI, told the outlet the party is so fractured over the massive tax and spend bill she hopes there is a second plan up Biden's sleeve. I wish that we could all be more on the same page. In terms of timing, of the need to push the American Families Plan, Hirono said. I'm hopeful we are going to have a meeting of the minds and not wait until next year. We better have a plan B. Representative Dean Phillips, DMN, added Democrats are lost in a maze of complicated congressional procedures. And no one knows where this package is gonna go. Phillips also told Politico he holds the Democrat leadership responsible for the mess. None of us know where this is gonna go, Phillips said. This is where leadership is made or broken, plain and simple. And that's true of the president, that's true of speakers, that's true of majority leaders. Far-left members are also angry with the very top of the party. Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, told Politico he is tired of the bad Democrat leadership. I'm very tired of it, said Bowman. I don't think they are making their decisions based on the needs of the American or even the people in their own state. He added that they seem more motivated by corporate interest. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, a far-left radical who refuses to pay her dues owed each year to the Democrat Party, has almost given up the fight of passing Biden's agenda and is ready to compromise. There is absolutely a level where it's not just something is not better than nothing, but something can actually do more harm, said Ocasio-Cortez about the package. That's why we are holding firm on our line. This isn't just a flight of fancy. In recent days, Biden's Trojan horse package has hit the skids. Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, and Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, have said they will not vote for such a massive $3.5 trillion package. Sinema has reportedly requested House Speaker Pelosi, DCA, honor her promise of commencing a vote for the Senate passed $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill on or before September 27. If the House fails to meet the deadline, Sinema will reportedly not support Biden's $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. On Sunday, the Senate parliamentarian canceled the Democrats' long-shot proposal of including amnesty into the deal, throwing a wrench into Democrats' plans of how to further reduce wages for the American family. Biden's package has also faltered in committee due to two Democrats voting against prescription drug negotiations that would have raised money for the far-left package. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.